Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Why is this on video? I'm not sending this to you because we're not traumatizing the people watching the simulcast. Juan will put it up there in like a heartbeat. Broward Sheriff's Office deputies took a guy into custody at the Terminal 1 Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. 36-year-old Martin Evtimov. He walked into the departure section without any clothing on at all whatsoever. None. I think he drove naked too. Any KKID naked. He drove there like that too, apparently. He went to the secure TSA checkpoint and breached the checkpoint. How do you breach the checkpoint? And was intercepted by airport district deputies and TSA officers. He resisted arrest. He was finally taken into custody. He faces two counts of battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest with violence, disorderly conduct, disorderly intoxication, indecent exposure. He's booked in a Broward main jail after he was evaluated at the hospital. They have no idea why he was just buck naked running around the airport. Oh my gosh, it's so bad. The video is so bad. Guys, I can't. Okay, Juan. I don't know. We can't really. Even the censored parts are horrible. The guy is like splayed out on one of those conveyor belts and they're trying to arrest him. The officers have to arrest him and get this guy in detained. Custody. Yeah, with all of his bits and pieces flopping out and without it looking weird. That's got to be in their minds. Can you imagine what's going through their heads? Like this, I woke up today for this. Like, you know that that's, oh my gosh. It's so bad. You guys see it. You see the video, Kane, yes?
Yeah, in that instance, do they need extra zip ties?
Oh, my gosh. It's so bad. And then they try to put a hospital gown on him to get him through the airport at least. But, you know, the gowns like that, they don't really close in the back. Do they wipe all the? I hope they wiped all that off because I have a major problem using, like, going through that whole conveyor area in the first place because everybody touches those bins and it's so nasty. And then to know that, like, a dude came in and was all naked all over it is just.
Your luggage could be touching his butt germs.
Oh, that's so bad. It's so bad. I mean, it is so bad. Oh, my gosh. Even censored, it's so bad. Oh, my gosh. And then they tried to wrap him up and he's just not. Oh, man. That's so bad. I hope nobody was late for their flight because of a naked guy. It's just some. I had to see it, so you did too. A dude drove his vehicle into the ocean, ignoring a closed access gate. He looks like a kind of like a party. This is Volusia County, and he's a 49-year-old guy. He drove around a closed beach access gate, and then drove right in straight up into the ocean. Drove right into the ocean. No idea.
Did his maps tell him to?
Yeah, I mean, I was like kind of, he just drove it right in there. He ignored the gate. It was at New Smyrna Beach. He ignored the closed access gate. He said he wanted to drive to the beach. Okay, well, you got to the beach and then you just kept going. 49-year-old Jason. Oh, wow. Lots of consonants in here. Three Z's.
Yeah.
Brzuskowitz. Right? Yeah. Brzuskowitz. Walked away from a lifeguard who was on the scene in case there was a medical emergency. This said the beach was close to traffic because of high tide and he failed to pay the fee to access the beach. So he's got faces charges of failing to pay the fee. He bonded out for $200. His vehicle was towed. But he has I don't know what is with his hair. It's bad. It's just, it doesn't look good. It was a truck and he told deputies he just wanted to surf and that it wasn't his fault that the quote truck don't surf.
Got that beach blown look.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go. All right. So there he faces some charges there. These people today with us. And then, there's more. This is crazy. A Florida man flees and faces multiple charges after a driver was killed in this crash. This comes from Pasco News, Citrus County, Florida. One man was killed, another injured. It was a high-speed head-on collision The person killed was a 69-year-old Florida resident. The driver, a 42-year-old man from Beverly Hills, got minor injuries. According to Florida Highway Patrol, the suspect was driving at a high rate of speed, passing traffic on the shoulder, and he hit a Honda Accord, sending that across the median and right into oncoming traffic. The Honda struck a bridge rail, then another truck, and then that resulted in the driver's fatal injuries. An absolute mess. This is just a mess. The investigation is ongoing into the crash, but they said the guy fled the scene on foot after the crash, but he was apprehended by deputies at a nearby gas station. So he's got DUI manslaughter, vehicular homicide, leaving the scene of an accident with a death, leaving the scene of an accident with injuries, and driving with a suspended license with death. So that's like driving with a suspended license, then, oh, it also caused someone to die. Then you get with death, I guess, tacked on to that as well. Oh my gosh, those are a lot of charges. He's going to go away for a while. By the way, you guys can stop sending me, God love you, I love my Florida listeners, I don't need you all to send me the Villages story anymore of the guy who got discharged from the hospital after he jiggled his bits. And here's Villages. We had this story. Here's how you guys are trying to get me to read it again on air. They're like, oh, there's a development here, though. He got released. You should probably read this again. They're clever. We're on to you guys. We're on to you out there. I'm not doing it. They're like, this is what a Florida listener Laura said. Here's an update to the jiggler.
Hi, I'm Adriana, a politics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
America's founders recognized an obvious fact of life. Human beings differ in terms of physical attributes and talents. Because of this, some people will be better at some things than they are at others. But they also recognized that the tall and the short among us, the swift and the slow among us, are still human beings if we are recognizable as human beings. And therefore, we are equal in terms of the rights that pertain to human beings, rights attached to human nature. Rights that come from God. The Declaration of Independence names three of the big ones: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Exercising these rights is necessary if we are to be truly free. In our own time, many influential people believe that only government can decide what our rights should be. This is dangerous. Understanding our rights and how the Constitution protects them is vital to our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
I wrote about this back in April, and I was tweeting about this some last night because it came out. This is another problem I got. Republicans run away from actual serious wins. Yes, it was a win. The Disney thing was a win because you had a big company that was receiving unfair, cronyous tax exemptions that nobody else was receiving. And they tried to big time in Florida against parents, and they got in trouble. And then you had Bud Light that trotted out a dude and condescended to women, and men all over the nation very chivalrously stood up for the ladies, which was kind of hot. They stood up for the ladies, and women stood up for themselves too. And now it's like, I don't know, people are kind of walking back on Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch. They're walking back on it. So I get it that they got a UFC deal. They're trying to do some damage control desperately. So they have this multi-million dollar deal with UFC. They're doing a big $7 million commercial for Super Bowl, and they got Peyton Manning, they got Dana White, they got a whole bunch of people in it. Excuse me. And Trump came out last night. I disagree with him on this. He said that the Bud Light ad was a mistake of epic proportions and that for a very big price was paid. But Anheuser-Busch is not a woke company. I can give you plenty that are. And building a list and might release it for the world to see. And he goes, Anheuser-Busch, blah, 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 talks about what they do that he thinks is great. And he goes, maybe we should be going after the woke companies that are looking to destroy America. I do think that if you're going to defend a company that's been in a lot of hot water, you need to disclose that you got millions of dollars of stock in them. That's all public information. I'm not saying anything that anybody should know. But no, All they had to do, the simplest thing that they could have done, and this is biblical, is apologize, because don't demand reconciliation without acknowledgement of wrong. Scripture doesn't even provide for that. And they never, all women ever wanted was for them to say, you know what, we messed up, we're sorry, ladies. That's it. This isn't difficult. Why do people act like this is so hard? You don't got to spend $7 million on an ad. You don't got to do all this stuff. All they had to do was say, hey, we're sorry, ladies, that's it. But they didn't do it. For whatever reason, they cannot bring themselves to say they're sorry. To acknowledge beyond just kind of a shrug. I don't care who Anheuser-Busch puts in their ads. I don't care how much stock is owned by whatever politician in Anheuser-Busch. The easiest and the cheapest thing they could have done was to apologize. A simple move that acknowledges wrong. There is no reconciliation without this initiative. None. People can, you know, go ahead and they can say, oh, enough time has passed. Man, this is like running towards the L's, man. Running towards them. I wrote about this, like I said, back in April. Because this is, it's just goofy. They Budweiser doesn't get a pass. They don't get a pass. Women are worth far more than how much stock you got in their company. They're worth far more than what kind of contract they can pay for UFC. They're worth far more than the $7 million that they're paying for a Super Bowl ad. The company's donated fairly equally to both. In 2020, they donated more to Biden than Trump. And this was all made out to make it like, oh, this was the right pushing this. We didn't ask for this. We didn't ask to pick a fight with Anheuser-Busch. Women were minding our own damn business when this beer company came out with a dude cosplaying as a chick. That's not our issue, so don't tell us to get over it now. We weren't the ones that made issue of it. But we are going to be the ones that fight this stuff. It is the equivalent to, it's like codifying this stuff in status quo. And that should not happen. The erasure of women should not be cemented as part of the status quo. People have lost their jobs over this. Women have been relegated to the bench. There's a story about, I had a volleyball story where five of the players on the court were dudes masquerading as chicks, and the women varsity players were sitting on the bench. Women are this is becoming a huge thing. They're being subjected to bullying and intimidation. I had a member of my own family when she was in high school, and this was in Jefferson County, Missouri. An 18-year-old male, while she was a sophomore in high school, was demanding to change in the locker rooms that she changes in for sports. An 18-year-old male who was 6'2". And our family member was, what, supposed to change in front of him? And she was called a bigot if she felt uncomfortable? It's hard enough for young women out there without that kind of pressure. The pressure that's being essentially codified into the status quo with big contracts in UFC and having former presidents defend them because they got stock in the company. Are you kidding me? I see these people speaking out more for this damn company than I do all of these women across the country and men that have been disproportionately harmed by this stuff. Imagine if you went out with the same energy speaking up for all these girls who had to sit here and rush into the public bathrooms at school and change because their locker rooms were no longer safe for them because they had 6'2", 18-year-old dudes changing in there who wanted to LARP as a chick for the day. I wish people spoke out as much for them. Or what about Riley Gaines when they were making fun of her because she tied with a dude in one race, saying now she must not be that great after all. What about the female surfer that came out? What was the event that she came out at? And they had a bunch of trans activists. It was at a Riley Gaines event. Bethany Hamilton, 33 years old. She survived a shark attack. She lost an arm. Trans activists came out to an event she was at with stuffed sharks to make fun of her. This just happened within the week. Imagine if these politicians and these business dudes spoke out as much for people like Bethany Hamilton, as they do for their precious bros at Anheuser-Busch. It's piss baby beer. That's what you're drinking. You want to go on record defending that? That's what you're going to defend? You know what? It's the LaCroix of beers. They throw a Guinness through it. And then they take the water and they call a Budweiser. You're defending that harder than you're defending these ladies? It's like you don't ever want to get laid again, dudes. What's happening with you? There's a new Gen 3 out. I have the previous one, the Gen 2. The Gen 3, this is a 9mm carbine. This is an incredibly innovative, just an awesome, awesome 9mm. And it twists. I mean, it's like gun origami. It folds in half. Like with the one that I have right now, the Gen 2, I have to take my optics off if I want to fold it in half. But with the new Gen 3, you don't have to do that. It's the simple twist and fold motion of the patent-pending rotating forend in either direction. You fold it right in half, optics and all. And just as quickly and easily deploys. Still optics and all. But there's also other things that they've redesigned, like the upgraded aluminum trigger, the trigger mechanics. You got a lightened 5-pound trigger pull, get more precise feedback. You got it's a clean, isolated pull, improved accuracy for follow-up, upgraded action. There's even a new chamber indicator. You also have, like I said, I like how everything can stay on. I don't have to spend the time taking stuff off the rails and then folding it up. It's just very cool. The Gen 3 Sub 2K, made in America by Kel-Tec, family owned. Very cool. You have to check it out. The Sub 2K, it looks like Sub 2000 on the website. Gen 3, you can find it at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC Weapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you. Did you see the story of these five transgender students absolutely dominating a volleyball court during a college varsity game? And all of the biological females were relegated to the bench. They were all on the bench. I don't know if you guys saw the story. It's pretty unbelievable. They look like dudes. And I don't know if you've seen any of the video of them spiking the balls and all of this. Oh my gosh, they're so good. Are we going to get there, the story? I don't know.
More than one way to spike a ball.
Okay. Yeah. The video shows all the girls, the biological females, they took turns warming the bench. All five dudes stayed on the court the entire time. They played the entire game every second.
She sounds hideous.
Well, she's a guy, so.
Yeah. Well, she's a guy. I mean, it's. Yeah. You got to turn my Farago up. Oh, yeah. It's time. But they said they were seen smashing the. Oh, man. They were seen smashing the ball past their female teammates. They stayed, each of them, on the court for the entirety of the game. When only biological female players were substituted for other biological females on and off the bench. I mean, they're big dudes too. They're dudes. They look like dudes. They're the biggest ones on the court. And remember the one injury? It was in Ontario, where they said the college's athletic association there. There was a chick who got hit in the face by a dude who slammed that ball into her head with such force that she had to go to the hospital. You have men athletes that are dominating in women's sporting events across the United States and Canada.
We're just normal men.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
I mean, it's just men. This is what I'm talking about. They said that at Seneca College, the school with more trans players, they won the best five series. And then when they had the media was going to ask them some questions, they were rushing the players away from the media, the dudes away from the media, so they didn't have to answer any questions. I mean, they had six biological men playing in the OCAA, according to the source. Seneca and Centennial, those are the ones playing each other, were members. And they're dudes. It was basically a male volleyball game with men cosplaying as dudes. And then you have this issue with Bud Light. I'm not ready to give this issue up. Juan has an excerpt of what we talked about with it last hour. I saw this thing from Caitlyn Jenner. He seems like a nice enough guy, but I'm not calling you. You're not part of the sisterhood. What? It's true. I wasn't even trying to be funny or smartass there.
It just cracks me up. I'm sorry.
I'm just not. Look, I'm not going to be gaslit, and I'm not going to have my speech stolen from me by a bunch of dudes who are stuffing bras and like waving around lipstick. I'm not doing it. But he's out there making excuses for Anheuser-Busch. And he's like, as someone who worked for this, Caitlyn Jenner goes out and says, as someone who worked for this incredible American company and got to know them well, I raised for Anheuser-Busch in the 80s, and I agree, you know, they need to let them off the hook. Well, as a chick with an actual vagina, I disagree with you. And? I've had two male children. And? You ran for them in the 80s.
I don't know. I just got here.
Don't do this. If you want to sit here and have like a, I mean, if you want to have a actual legitimate phallus measuring contest, I've birthed two of them. You only have one. So I win. That's how I measure it. I asked, did they apologize? It is amazing. Some of the people that are like, what do you mean apologize? Like, what do you mean apologize? All they would have to do is an apologetic Super Bowl ad. It may not be important to you. But I'm seeing stories like this where these chicks are like sitting on the bench watching dudes play their game. That's the stuff I'm watching. I'm watching women get pushed down the line. It is the ultimate form of the it's progressive dudes pushing this. And they're getting conservatives to make excuses for it. Holy cow. Some of you all are getting so taken. Not you guys listening, but, you know, people are getting so taken in on this. Holy cow. It's something that progressives are pushing, and you got some Republicans, including the former president, is getting out there and defending it. What? No. No. Again, like I said, it's the LaCroix of beer, where they took a Guinness and they threw it through a stream of water and they bottled it, and then they took that bottle and they threw it through water, and then they bottled it as Bud Light and sold it. I can't imagine going to the mat and throwing women under the bus for that beer.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.